This is Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and today I'm at the Butter Market in Hereford, and I'm chatting to the various businesses who work here every day. The first of which is lovely Stacey here from Divine Donuts. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, hello, you okay?
Not too bad at all. So, how long have you been a business in the Butter Market for?
So, we started on October the 10th last year, actually.
Wow.
So, just over a year.
And how did you get into this? I mean, your donuts look absolutely gorgeous, by the way. Is this something you've always wanted to do, or is this something you just got into? How did it happen?
It's actually coronavirus's fault. Because of that, I used to run a children's business, and then along came COVID, and it basically broke that business. So I thought, what can I do? And if COVID taught me anything, it was that food sold.
Yeah.
We couldn't do anything else apart from spoil ourselves. So I decided to do something along the lines of bakery goods. Everybody does brownies, but nobody does donuts, so I thought, why not?
A lot of these businesses, we've been talking to so many people over the last few weeks, had to really readjust and sort of tweak their business models as a result of what's happened with the pandemic, and you obviously had to as well.
Absolutely. It was something which I gave some thought to. My mum told me not to do it. She said, are you stupid trying to run a business or open a business in the pandemic? But I just knew it would work, so yeah.
And what an iconic place to actually be working as well, the Butter Market.
Absolutely. For me, I'm really proud of coming from Hereford, and the Butter Market is everything that Hereford's about. It's a great startup place for small businesses. Everybody's like a family in here. So, and in comparison to getting a high street shop, this is just the perfect place. You don't have to sign up for those great big long leases. So it was the ideal spot to come to.
And we're encouraging everybody to shop local at this Christmas time. So yeah, we want everybody to sort of give back to these smaller businesses who've been struggling, obviously, in the last year and a half.
Absolutely. I think, again, with COVID, it did make us support small local businesses. And I think we've seen that in the Butter Market since opening, how much support I've got, not just from Herefordshire, but the surrounding areas like Gloucestershire and Worcestershire and so forth. And it really is lovely when people come to us here, or when we're at markets like in Gloucester Keys, that people say that they want to come to us rather than supporting the big guys out there.
Right, we've got to talk about your donuts, okay? Because we're stood here in front of these incredible donuts. So what was the first donut you made? Was it the traditional just jam donut?
No, we went all out straight away. So we decided, I had some ideas in my mind of ones which I've perhaps seen, like a chocolate donut, but I didn't want it just to be a donut with chocolate on, so I designed the death by chocolate.
Oh.
So with the death by chocolate, it is literally everything chocolate. So you've got chocolate icing, chocolate curls, Belgian chocolate filling, and a flake as well. So that was one of the first ones which I decided to go with.
But they're all unique here. Can you talk us through the others we've got here then?
So for example, Galaxy Caramel, obviously I love Galaxy chocolate. So that one's obviously the creamy caramel chocolate, and then it's got Galaxy sprinkles on it with stars and everything. Another really popular one with my family as well as customers is our lemon meringue. Not everybody loves chocolate on a donut, so this one is just a nice simple fruity donut, and with a little lemon meringue on the side. It's very popular, and one of the most popular, in fact probably the most popular, is our Lotus Biscoff. Everybody loves Lotus Biscoff, and that one is a Lotus Biscoff overload. It's caramel icing, Lotus Biscoff crumb, Lotus Biscoff spread, and then a Lotus Biscoff topping, and it sells hundreds wherever we are.
Sunshine. I'm delighted to be chatting to Claire from Broughton's Pet Store. Hi, Claire.
Hello, how are you?
Good to see you again. How's things?
Yeah, really well, thank you. We're doing really well.
Tell the listener about the history of this place, because you have no sort of connection with Broughton's, do you? But you've kept the name because it's been here a long time.
That's right. So 23 years ago, my mum purchased Broughton's Pet Store off the Broughton's family. Obviously, Broughton's florists were in here. They obviously left the market a few years ago. We carried on keeping on the Broughton's names, although our surname is Bishop. And yeah, so this is a very well-established family business. It's been in the market, I believe, from the start of Broughton's, 80 years.
Wow.
But in our own family for 23. Yeah, this is my daughter. We absolutely love it. What we do, this is what we do. We live for people's pets. We live to help them. Yeah, it's just...
And it really shows as well, because I've been here obviously quite a few times in the last few months, and you've got such an amazing range of different items from different pets as well.
Yeah, we do keep a huge range. Mostly dog, but we do cater for cats and small animals, rabbits, guinea pigs, tortoises, birds. We keep a fantastic range of all sorts of accessories, really, considering we're in such a tiny the area. Yeah. So yeah, we pack it full to the rafters. We're friendly, we're helpful, we love to see you, we love to help you. You know, we're not vets, so we would never advise on a situation. We can't make a diagnosis.
Yeah.
But we like to discuss through the problems with the pets, look at alternative remedies, help out first of all if we can. We'd never recommend that you didn't go and see your vet, of course, but if we can help you with any minor injuries, cuts, grazes, we love to do so. So yeah,
it's amazing location as well, isn't it, at the Buttermark? I've been talking to people who have businesses here. I mean, such an iconic place as well, and everybody's heard of it.
Yeah, so the Buttermark, I think, is a focal point.
Yeah.
I think we have lost support possibly over the years, but I think the footfall in this market and the support, obviously I'm the next generation, and a lot of the stallholders in here are now the next generation as well. So I think with the help from you guys, with social media, we just need to get out there that the Buttermark has so much to offer. We aren't just a market, an indoor market. We do offer so much more. And yeah, and we're all like one big family in here, and I personally absolutely love it.
It's amazing, it really is. And we were talking to the guys at Small Business Saturday last week, because this is a big day coming up on Saturday, December the 4th, where everyone's encouraged to go and show local support for shops and businesses.
Right.
So I'm hoping that as a result of what's happened in the last sort of 18 months, 2 years with the pandemic, that people now, when they start going back out and buying things, they go into businesses like you guys as opposed to the big shops.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'd like to think that we give a much more personal service than walking into some big chain stores. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, customers come in all the time and they say, gosh, you know, it's only 50p, it's only 60p. But those 50 and 60p's, they all add up.
Yeah.
And every penny that somebody spends with me is greatly appreciated, no matter how big or how small. So yeah, every bit of help and support. And if people can support local, it's, that just will mean the world to everybody, really. My mum obviously had the business before myself. I do have generations of families, they come and say, oh, my grandparents used to come and see your mum, my mum and dad shopped your mum. You know, now we've got our own pets, we've got our own dogs, we've got our own cats. So, you know, they ask how my mum is. And it's just really nice. And I know a lot of people. I do my best to remember names of dogs, of humans. Yeah, and just to be me, really, which I am super friendly, I am super helpful. That is who I am. And I can hopefully will continue on being able to do that. And yeah, and we'll just, yeah, step forward with it, really. Ooh la la.
Sunshine Radio. It's Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and today I'm in the Buttermarket in Hereford, and I'm chatting to various businesses who work here. And right now I've got a couple of brothers I'd like to chat to, and it's Ben and Sam from Bow to the Broth. Hi guys.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going? Good?
Yeah, not too bad. So guys, first up, let's talk about your business. I mean, you're making incredible food here, aren't you?
Yes, I like to think so. So far so good, yeah, it's going really well.
So you originally started as a pop-up, is that right? And then you've been here since August in the Buttermarket.
Yes, correct. So yeah, we started the company back around March time. We started in the Buttermarket down the bottom office at CN Sports, just on the table, a couple of inductions, every Friday, Saturday, just selling a couple of bowls of ramen, a few bao buns, and a few months later, here we are in our big old store, bigger menu.
And I bet it's great to be here, because this is like a real focal point for the whole of Hereford, the Buttermarket. It's an iconic place.
Oh, completely, yeah. It's really good. It's a good thing to be part of. People know where it is. People walk through it. Foot traffic's great. So it's been a really fantastic location to get our name out. So yeah, really happy to be part of it.
So brothers working together, does it always go swimmingly, or are there any sort of fallouts?
Somehow it's gone pretty well so far.
That's good then.
I don't know how, but it's going well.
So tell us about the food that you're making here every single day then.
Well, I used to travel around Japan. I'd lived there actually for a year, and basically all my food here is just based off my travels, what I've seen, what I've learned in kitchens over my time in Japan.
Did you have like a catering background before this then?
Yes, between us, me and Ben's got like 20 years experience together of chefing, so
I think it's fantastic, you know, that you're actually bringing this food to the masses, you know, because it's not everywhere you can go and sample food like this, is it?
No, definitely not. I like to think what we're doing is a bit different, a bit special. It's traditional Eastern dishes, but with our little twist on it, so very difficult to get what we do elsewhere in the area. There's a lot of diversity now, which is great. A lot of local restaurants doing Asian food, and it's amazing. But I definitely think we've got something special, which is good.
And we're encouraging people to shop locally this Christmas time and go to small businesses rather than the big boys. Talking to the team at Small Business Saturday last week, which is happening on December the 4th this year. So we really love it if people could come down when they're in Hereford to the Buttermarket and see you guys and sample something different.
Oh, completely, yeah. It's really good to get locals down here, try something different. You know, meet and greet new people every day, and just be able to physically tell people face to face what we are and what we do is a lot easier than just sitting in a restaurant looking at a menu and trying to figure out what is this. It's a whole experience.
Yeah.
That's what we want to sell here. It's not just a food.
There's inspiration in every dish.
What's your biggest seller at the moment then?
Definitely the noodles and the bao buns. Bao buns are very, very popular. It's something people are familiar with. Same with the ramen, it's something that's very familiar in England, so that's probably one of the biggest sellers. But we do have dishes like Masi Sobos and the little twist, we've got the KFC chicken, which we're selling a bit more of now. People are trying to be a bit more adventurous, which is fantastic, and yeah, it's really good.
Welcome to Sunshine Radio, the songs that make you feel good.
With me right now is Anthony from CN Trophies. Hello.
Hi.
How are you today? You're right.
I'm good, thank you, mate, yes.
So how long has your business been here, Anthony?
Since 1966.
So this is running the family then, has it?
Yes, yeah. Family business, yes.
And you're very busy at the moment. What are you doing right now then?
Watch batteries.
Because you do lots of different things here, don't you? Tell us what you do here.
We've got watch batteries, engraving, gifts, lighters. We also run a tobacconist. So lots of cigars and watch straps.
Since we sort of slowly but surely started to come out of the pandemic, how are you finding business?
It's been good since coming back, actually, yeah. It's not been too bad. Could obviously always be better. But the locals support us, to be honest. They're very good, yeah.
And this is an amazing place to actually work, I imagine, because it's an iconic place, isn't it, the Butter Market?
Yeah. Yeah. But we have a nice atmosphere in here, yes.
Everyone knows where it is, and so that's
everyone,
great.
Everyone knows everybody, yes.
Well, listen, all the best for Christmas, Anthony, and thank you for chatting to us today.
Oh, and you. Thank you very much.
Sunshine Radio.
I'm with Mattis right now from Charcuterie Hereford. Hi, Mattis.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Not too bad at all. Now, you've got to explain your business here. First up, how long have you been here in the Butter Market?
So, we started end of the 2019, just before Brexit and pandemic. So, that's fantastic for a small independent business. It was hard.
Yeah.
Roller coaster up and down. But yeah, local support was absolutely amazing. And we grew since we opened the door.
And have you had to sort of adjust and tweak your business as a result of what happened when you first started and the pandemic kicked in?
Well, obviously we needed to adjust because of the lockdown, delay the deliveries from the continent. But once we opened the door, the regulars start arriving, bringing more new customers, and everybody start enjoying this product.
So how did you get into this? Because this is an unusual thing. It's an unusual business. Tell me, how did you get an interest in this originally?
With the chef background, I find the model of the business based on the Slavic charcuterie, which is not in this country. We find only one in London in the Borough Market,
wow.
Croatian charcuterie. So we're the second one who is sourcing meat from Hungary, Austria, Lithuania, Georgia, Croatia, and so on. So we focus not just on pork and beef, but we bring as well the game like red deer, elk, moose, wild boar, venison, and so on.
So what's the process with the meats, with you smoking them?
So we're smoking directly over the fire. It's open fire. Most of it is used beech wood because oak, obviously, it's very premium now. So smoked over the beech wood, and we do hot smoked, cold smoked, dried, and cured. That's the main focus. We sometimes bring something like a saucisson, very deep. Hydrated sausages and so on.
And have you found now business is really taking off as we take the run into Christmas?
Well, not just towards Christmas, but obviously we tripled since we reopened the door, which is absolutely fantastic. When we started with about 19 products, now over 50 different varieties. So yeah, it's really, really good. The locals, Herefordians, really do like their meat.
Yeah.
And that's just proof they do like our products.
And you're always busy. Whenever I come into the Butter Market, you're always running around doing things or giving samples to people,
yeah,
or talking to
well,
people.
It is something new because Slavic charcuterie is heavily smoked in terms of like Western charcuterie from the France, Spain, Italy, where it's dried. So we need to offer customers our samples for them to actually figure out what it's all about.
Yeah.
And once they try, they hooked up, they're addicted, yeah. And they're returning.
I can see whenever I come in here, there's people lining up and they're getting the samples and then they're going away with boxes and everything, which is a good sign, isn't it?
Definitely. And particularly we're starting those hampers now towards Christmas, whether it's a small hamper or large hamper. Expanded the range recently with our spirits and Russian beers, Slavic kvases, and so on. So yeah, it is good success.
Well, I'm so pleased for you. I'm so pleased that everything's going really, really well. Wish you all the best for the future, and thanks for chatting to us today.
Well, thank you very much.